Hear that? Believe it or not, summer is just around the corner. Luckily, Armor All, America's most trusted auto appearance brand, has what your car needs to get that perfect summer shine. Plus, now through May 31st, we'll give you $5 for every $20 you spend on Armor All products. That means car wash pods, protectant, tire shine, you name it. Find out how to get your $5 rebate at ArmorAll.com. Armor All. Less work, more clean. Terms apply.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to the podcast. I'm Frankie.
And I'm Alex.
And together, we are FNA Van Life.
This is the podcast where every week we bring you news from the nomadic community or interviews with other nomads so that you can know what it's really like to live life on the road.
And we're doing another podcast right now live with some amazing guests. We have Joe and Emily with us today, and we actually met them through the Sunday lineup.
Yes. Do you want to explain the Sunday lineup, I guess?
Yeah.
Joe, please explain
Sure thing. Well, I mean, for one, we are very new to it. We've only posted maybe 4 weeks now. So we're still trying to, one, meet everybody, because not meeting anyone was kind of like, whoa, I don't know, do we belong? Like, I'm not
Imposter
sure.
Imposter syndrome.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Which and we all kind of go through at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So this has been really awesome. But it's a really cool community, and everyone supports each other and posts videos weekly, and it kind of blends, I guess, you know, people who watch certain channels all together and kind of creates a space for
community.
Community, yeah, 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 really.
Basically, it's all on YouTube, and yeah, so every Sunday, a group of people are getting together, and there's like this whole Sunday lineup, and it's just to really help share the community that are interested in these type of videos.
Yeah.
And everything that we're doing is like van life related, mostly.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, or travel related. Something that would be very similar and nomadic to each other.
Yeah. And so your guys' videos, I want to give like a little vibe check for anybody who's listening in. We're sitting in Joe and Emily's living room. It's the cutest little place. So many plants everywhere. So much little decor. So many like cute little vibey things. We've turned basically all the lights off.
But it's like the perfect type of lighting for the
yes.
time of night it is.
Yes. And then we've got three dogs running around. So you guys obviously know Paco. But then we've also got Honey, which is kind of like a Paco. Like if Paco ate a couple too many snacks.
A chunky Paco.
And then we've also got Bayleaf, who is a little bit bigger and sometimes wants to run the table over that we're talking on.
That's
so.
Exactly right.
But so we're in your living room because your vehicle that you're converting right now is actually outside.
Correct.
So let's talk about that and how you got into it, because I feel like you guys have a super unique camper and you can tell us all about it and like why you chose it, what made you make this decision to want to fully like gut and renovate and how it's going.
Well, okay. I will lead this off. This might go way back. So it'd be worth noting that Emily and I, we both have this bug for travel and exploring in nature. One of our favorite things is just camping, being outside. I'm sure you guys and many of you listening can actually relate. Mine stems back from, I was in a band and we toured. I lived in a van with 5 people for 7 years, touring, playing music. And there is this kind of like this freedom about being on the road in a new city every night traveling. And I mean, ever since, I've never been able to like
have that like, same feeling
yeah,
to find
yeah,
that
just,
same
like
freedom.
Like you itch for it.
Yeah.
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 So for me, that's what I'm chasing, you know, that's what I want to get back to.
Yeah.
So.
And I totally agree with you there. Like just living the nomadic lifestyle. That's actually one of the things that I think about the most is, you know, as people, we want freedom. We want to be able to, like, travel and go wherever we want and feel the ability to, like, really feel what freedom feels like. And in this lifestyle, you really get that essence. And then when you get back into the house, you kind of lose that a little bit. Even though we have this opportunity to really feel free, you know, because of where we live and, mm-hmm. like, you know, the things that, the opportunities that we have happening around us. It's just not the same. It's not, there's nothing like life on the road.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly
yeah.
right. Yeah. And Emily can attest to this because she would often be with me on tour and got to see
lots of the world that I never saw.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like international stuff and like.
Oh, no. I stayed in America.
Yeah. Yeah. I was blessed enough to be able to go overseas too and travel in vans over there as well. Nice. So
what was like during this time of travel? Because so I'm guessing that this type of travel is quite different than nomadic living. Like, so for Alex and I, we get to kind of go places and we have either an unlimited amount of time that we want to stay there or till the time is like past, we're like, all right, we need to move on.
Yeah.
You know, compared to like the tight like schedule of the road.
Yes.
Right?
So this one I would say is a lot more business oriented. Yes. Mm-hmm. It's a band, but you follow a very strict and tight schedule. You have places to be at a certain time and you have to be there till a certain time. Everything between then is your chance to explore.
And you guys would time it out. So you're like, we've got 16 hours of driving. So we've got like 8 hours that we can either chill in the next town or we can chill 8 hours in this town.
That is exactly right. So what we tried decisions. To do is, and many times Emily was with me, is like, we have 3 hours to explore this new city. Let's like, which direction? All right, go. And we would just either walk or get bikes and ride or just find a way to see as much as you can, because you don't know if you're going to be back.
Yeah, so you're, like, cramming it all
in.
Yeah,
and there's a bit of excitement with that, too.
For sure. Yeah. You're like, we have 3 hours. Let's try to get everything in.
Yeah, exactly.
But I feel like for you, Emily, it probably was, you know, sounds like, you know, 5 or 6 dudes in a bus. Probably not, like, a big, luxurious. Like you said,
not
sometimes
romantic.
It was, like, you know, a fancy tour bus, but probably most of the time it was... You know, more
so you're
bare
telling
bones.
Me, you're telling me that you didn't light candles or anything in there for her.
The twin bunks that we had to share were a little too tight for candles.
That's right, yeah. Oh my gosh. Yeah, it was not all glamorous. And there was an opportunity to travel in those nicer vehicles. But as many people know, it's all about saving money and trying to make it sustainable. So it's not practical. So you sacrifice in ways to... stay on the road, if
right,
you will.
Yeah. But so you decided you weren't into the band anymore. We don't necessarily have to like, go down that whole route.
Yeah, yeah.
But so all the dogs are like,
what's going on?
What
are they playing? Oh, no, no. She's underneath.
Absolute chaos.
Hey, Paco, stop. Leave it. Hey. Leave it.
Now it's like a game of keep away. Paco's
I'm stuck in the middle right now, and the dog just...
No. Bailey, come on.
Yeah.
Bailey.
Honey's just trying to get her 2 cents.
There you go, look. I got to play it tug.
Oh, wow. Nice.
Okay,
you
want to
play tug
boy,
of war, too?
Good boy.
Bailey won.
Yeah, so that was exciting. Basically, Paco was behind my neck, and he got a chew toy, and Bailey
wanted
it also.
It was,
but yeah, it was kind of wild.
Quite the sight.
We're trying to like keep the table from getting knocked over.
There's like 4 cups of hot tea.
So this is going to be interesting as we continue this podcast. Just bear with us.
Controlled chaos.
Yes.
At some point, hopefully the dogs just give up and
so
fall
asleep. So does this moment remind you of any moments like with the band?
Chaotic and sort of, I mean, yes and no, I guess.
Two guys pulling at the same chew toy. You know, I'm sure you've seen something along these lines.
Oh, man.
Okay, so you leave the band.
Yeah, fast forward to exactly 1 year ago.
Okay.
When we purchased the motorhome. That was insane. Well, I guess let's rewind it a little bit further back. Emily and I, we love camping and exploring, like I mentioned earlier, but we wanted a fast way to do so on our weekends.
Sure.
If you're going the camping route, there's so much gear and so much stuff that
you don't keep it in your car all the time.
No,
exactly.
So you got to like load up all the gear and then load up the cooler and load, you know, so you're spending like a whole day or so like packing it all in and then packing it all out just to like go for like 2 nights.
Yep, exactly. So we wanted something we could hop in and just be able to hit the road because we have, you know, 3 and 4 day weekends every other week, which is really nice. So we slowly talked when we toyed with the idea of finding something. We didn't know what.
I just kept sending you camper after camper after camper from like Craigslist or Facebook Market.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually you started getting interested too.
Yeah, you sent quite a few of the Toyota motorhomes as well.
Yes.
Yeah, and then those...
Like, that slowly got your eye.
Yeah, there's something about them. They have this appeal.
They're beautiful.
Yeah, they're...
But Emily, what made you think like the whole van life camper RV thing? Like, how did that get in your brain?
I think just the craving to camp, and we couldn't fit enough camping trips in. And we were going on at least 2-3 big camping trips a year.
Mm-hmm.
And then we'd try to do those little weekend ones, but the weekend ones were kind of burning us out because of all the packing. And it's just been so much time setting up and taking stuff down. It didn't seem like worth it. Because by the time you finally set it up, you were like just settling down, but you're like, cool, now I can pack up.
Yeah.
But anyways, so we just, I think it's the love for camping. And I mean, we got married in the Redwoods. You proposed in Yosemite. Like, it's just like our whole life has kind of been an outdoor thing.
Yeah, the open road, nature, just trying to find places where people are not, in a way.
Yeah. Sure.
We love community, but we also love just feeling like you're alone with, you know,
nature.
The outdoors.
I mean, we can't agree more.
Yeah.
Like, you know, we like both of those things. And so you were talking about, you know, being able to just jump in a rig and, like, go.
Yeah.
But realistically, you got something so much different than just jumping in and going.
What are you doing in there?
Yeah, so tell us, like, what you got and, like, where the project might be and what it's going to look like for you over, like, you know, the long haul, I guess.
We found a 1986 Toyota Odyssey, and that is just kind of an old vintage camper motorhome. And we found it on, was it a Craigslist?
It was Craigslist.
It was Craigslist. And, excuse me, ma'am. And we weren't, I don't know if we were necessarily sold on it right away because we knew we needed to inspect it, but we were not in a place where we had it in our head that we were going to be doing a full renovation. I definitely thought we were doing like an aesthetic redecoration kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
the fun part.
Yeah.
And we went out, visited it, saw it, loved it, but then we wanted to be able to drive it back together and we were in our car. So we're like, okay, we're going to drive home, rent a car, return the car, and then take this whole thing and drive back. And so we just fell in love with it right away. And so even when we picked it up, we were excited, even though we knew it might need a little bit of work because you could tell there were some sagging parts and, you know, maybe some water damage in like one little area as disclosed from the previous owner. But it was one little area.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Quote unquote.
Come to find out that evening, it rained in the desert and we were parked out in Joshua Tree. And our entire bedding area soaked overnight, and he woke up with wet legs.
Oh no!
She's looking for Paco, but can't find him because she jumped on the couch.
Oh my goodness!
Look, she's still looking for him.
It's okay.
But I mean, it's kind of incredible because you go get this like really beautiful, you know, oldie that, you know, is going to need a lot of, well, at this point, I guess, a little TLC, you're thinking.
And you only spent a few $1,000s on the rig, right?
Correct.
Yeah. For full transparency's sake, we bought it for $5,000.
Yeah.
The owner originally was asking $9,000, and she had, I think, like 3 or 4 people come visit it. And one guy was too tall, he didn't like it. The other ones were being a little flaky, so she was getting a little more anxious and antsy to sell it. So by the time we got around, we were able to talk her down to $5,000, which was even better for, you know, knowing that we got to renovate and get some work done.
Right.
Yeah. But now you got a project on your hands.
Yeah. So
wow, that's putting it so lightly.
I mean, a project could be any size, you know?
Mm-hmm. And so this project is in its entirety. Well, and it's as simple as every time we pull something else back, it's, oh, no. And it's the same rot, and it's the same, like, just no integrity of any wood that's in it at all. There's just no integrity anywhere. Mm-hmm. And so we've now come to terms that we have to reframe everything. And now being in that mindset, we're down, we're ready to take it on. But it's definitely not what we were intending or expecting.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like an onion, right? It is the base of every meal. Right, you have the base of every meal, but you really have to peel back layers to like start cooking with it.
Correct. Yeah, exactly. The more you peel back in it, the more it makes you cry. And,
oh,
you know?
Yeah, there's always gonna be crying in the process. Could be happy tears, could be sad tears.
You know what? I don't have any regrets with the purchase. I know it's a lot of work, and we still get so excited every time we walk into it, especially showing it off. We fall in love with it again, and we just find that motivation to keep going. So
yeah, and that's a beautiful thing. I think that's incredible. Like, you know, even though it is a project, you're going to put your heart, your soul, and your love into it.
Yeah.
And you're going to turn something into a really beautiful, you know, oldie, and it's gonna be exactly what you guys want because you get to put yourselves into it.
That's exactly right. Yeah.
And as much it is a project and it's gonna take some time, I mean, realistically, that's what you're in it for, is the long haul anyway, right?
Yes.
Exactly. So. Yeah, we want it to last forever. We want our kids and maybe their probably
their kids. Yeah. That's realistic. 200 years from now, someone will still be driving. We want the next generation
to be able to enjoy it too.
Yeah.
And so we gotta start fresh.
Yeah. No, so basically that means ripping it all back to basically the studs
and the fiberglass.
Probably even replacing those.
Correct.
Yeah.
Which is fine. I mean, it's a big job, yes, but if you have time and energy and like you could put your time forth, you know, then it's going to turn out just as how you want it to.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's been one of the biggest factors is how much time can we allot each weekend?
Mm-hmm.
We work, you know, like I have a full-time job. So if anything, I like what we're doing because it kind of bridges the gap. I know at least for a while I used to think, well, if you do van life, it's just like, you don't have a job and work anymore. Right. It's just like, you just commit and you go for it. It's that, or you don't do it and you become like maybe a weekend warrior, but we want to find that happy medium to where maybe we get this going and we could spend more time on the road. We could find a way to work from the road and see what it evolves into, but
More of like a gradual evolution rather than like, you know, you bought it and now you're going to move into it and be full time and be like quit your jobs and stuff.
Yeah. We have an open mind when it comes to any of that. We don't have a set plan, and I almost like that better. We just know we want to have it done. We want to have it, you know, road ready, and want to see where it takes us, really.
Well, it seems like that you guys have some skills from what we were talking about previous to the podcast of, like, you know, possible jobs on the road. You know what I mean? Like, you were telling us that you do photography and editing and
you could videography. Do that from anywhere.
Yeah, you've been working from home for a long time.
Yeah, so that's it. I could definitely take my job on the road.
Yeah.
No problem.
And then what about for you? Is there anything that, like,
gonna start the band like up again?
Oh, man, I don't know. I haven't given that too much thought because partially because it's like a distant like goal or you know what I mean? It's like, it seems so far in the future, but then again, it could go quick. Like we could start really blowing through this. So
if the rain would stop,
oh my gosh, don't get me started on the rain.
Man, Southern California right now is not the sunshine. That
not sunny
used.
San Diego right now.
It's green and nice, but it means me and Emily cannot work on the motorhome, so.
Well, so right now, to give everybody a picture at home, the motorhome's sitting in the driveway with a big old tarp across the roof.
It looks like a meth van.
Well, like a lot.
We got pretty close to the whole Breaking Bad scene.
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, cool.
A lot of the roof has been ripped off. There's, you know, the entire front bubble over the cab is literally just wood beams.
Yep.
So, you know, you really need a dry day to rip the tarp off because you don't want to get more water damage from anything that you may have already fixed or whatever.
Right.
So how deep into the project are you now, like time-wise, I guess? And then I know you don't want to like set a time frame on like, but like realistically, maybe like how many hours do you think it is to like, you know, get it back going?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good question. So for timeline's sake, we bought this in February of 2022. We did not start working on it right away.
We went on two trips.
Yeah, and thank you to Emily, because I was really excited. I just wanted to tear into it. Yeah. But she was just like, let's go on a couple trips. Let's use that.
Test
as
it out.
Yeah, find out what we like, we don't like.
I wanted to make sure we loved the layout.
Yeah.
Because I thought that would be important if we were going to rebuild it and be like, oh, wait, we should have moved the bathroom.
Right. Yeah. And so what did you think about the layout when you were in it for a little bit?
Loved it.
It's actually perfect. I'm shocked. To be honest, like, I don't think I'd change anything. I think we might make, like, the bathroom smaller and add more storage. Because we don't need... It was a pretty big bathroom.
Yeah, I mean, it looks like it.
Yeah.
It's, like, behind the driver's seat, like, maybe about 5 feet back.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's way too much bathroom.
And pretty wide, too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. So,
we can... And you're going to get rid of the black tank. And so, go compost.
Yes.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, so we'll have a gray tank just for...
Catch.
Yeah. And then no black tank.
But we love the layout, and we actually have a really rare layout for the Toyota motorhomes. Most Toyota motorhomes have either the bathroom or the kitchen in the back, so you don't get a big window view. And so I've only seen like just like two other people on the road that have the big dinette that's in the back with the giant window.
That window is beautiful.
Yeah, it's just, I like that's
it.
What sold us.
It just pulls you right out into nature.
It makes
your
space look so much bigger. You know, it also on top of that brings in so much natural light.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
You know, so you're gonna get this like real nice feeling of like not having to use your lights during the day and
right.
stuff.
Yeah,
and
yeah,
save a lot of power that way. And like, you know, obviously everything will change once you're on the road and you know exactly what you're doing. You know, you'll feel your layout even more at that point. But it was a really smart idea if you guys like get on the road and get out. What were those two like camping trips like,
oh,
especially
man.
In this like new RV, well, very old new RV
yeah.
to
yeah.
you guys, right? Well, give us like a little, you know, tell us about the stories of these camping trips.
Besides getting soaked.
Yeah, which
that
I'm not even mad about.
Oh, but you should tell the camping chair story.
Wait. How'd you get soaked?
Yeah.
Because the roof leaked.
Okay.
So
go into
sleeping.
The story.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
So the first night, because it...
eBay Motors is here for the ride. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly. Brake kits, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only, exclusions apply.
It rained. On us, that's when you woke up and all of the bedding and his legs were
just
like
drenched.
Saturated.
Yeah. And it was one of those things too.
Did you wait, first off, did
uh-huh.
you wake up feeling like you peed your pants or something? You're like, oh my God, I'm so wet right now. What happened?
I didn't think I'd peed my pants. I was a little disoriented. And
all
actually,
the cool kids are doing
I was already wearing my adult diaper.
If peeing your pants is cool, then consider me a Miles Davis.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I love it.
Yeah, so it actually gave me flashbacks to when I was in the band because we converted a Ford shuttle bus. It was like a 33-foot shuttle bus with the F-550. And... we had a lot of issues with leaks. So everyone would wake up just like, I'm getting wet!
No.
Like, just all bummed out because we can't stop, you know what I mean? We're still driving and you're just sitting there taking it. And
yeah.
So that's what I thought of. It was just like, there's this weird feeling you get. You're just like frustrated and like trying to sleep, but...
Well, especially it brings you back to a moment where, like, you're working your ass off because you're going from show to show, right? And,
mm-hmm.
And, like, you're sleeping while you're driving. You were talking about, like, there's, like, a lot of things that you don't really think about people traveling on the road in bands. Like, you just think that they're going to concerts and having a great time.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
You know, but that's not necessarily the case.
Yeah.
But then, on top of that, in this ride to this place where you're trying to sleep, you're just getting soaked.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So, that's what I thought of. That's what I went back to, so I was a little bummed, but I was still more excited to be out there, to be camping. And
it was a
just
blast.
Just to be like, wow, we own this. Like, this theoretically could be our home. Like, and we had the best time.
That was our first time on BLM land.
Yeah.
And we're like, why haven't we lit? But I was like, also, we didn't have a rig, so we were only tent camping. But
yeah,
BLM land's what's up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Tell us the chair story.
Ah, yes.
That's so funny. So that same night before we went to bed. We saw the rainstorm coming, and it was literally a beautiful day. We were sitting outside. We had a fire going, and we were just like, just hanging out. Like, that's, I guess, kind of what you do. We didn't know what to do. I don't know what you guys do, but that's what we were doing.
The same thing everybody
yeah.
does. Hanging
so
out, we're going to hike.
Yeah,
actually,
exactly.
We probably work.
Yeah, that's true. Alex is like cracking the whip. Like,
Frank, no fun. Back to the computer.
So the storm rolls in. Faster than ever, like caught us off guard, and it starts dumping rain. So we're like laughing, like just grab a few things. We run inside, fire's blazing, and we're just like, oh my gosh, it's like dumping. This is crazy. And we weren't even worried about the fire because it's raining, right? Doesn't
we just
really
wanted
matter.
To look out the window. So we were
yeah.
at the dinette looking out the back, being like, it's so gorgeous outside.
And look at the rainfall.
And there was some crazy gusts of winds. And next thing we know, we look at the fire, and the chair is just like blown and tumbled. Right on top of it.
And it's on fire.
It's
so you just
like,
look over and you just see a giant fire. And you can tell that it's just a chair in the fire. And it's just, while it's dumping rain, it's like completely on fire.
It was very, it was a weird feeling. Where it was just like, yeah, I should probably go pull it out. But it's also raining, so do I really need to?
Like, will it spread?
Yeah.
You know, like, I don't think so.
Yeah, exactly. But, I mean, yeah, we pulled it out and the chair was toast. We didn't leave it behind. We took it with us. But
that's a great
story. It was
story,
just
though.
Like, well, I guess I'll stand on the rest of the trip.
Only one person gets to sit? Yeah. Was it one of those double chairs or just like a single chair?
No, it's like
it was a small chair.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Bummer.
Imagine if it was one of the double chairs. You'd really both be screwed. You'd have to find like logs to sit on. But since it's raining so much, it just like wet ass everywhere you go.
Oh, my God.
I mean, what would a first trip be, you know, if you didn't have all these weird problems and
couple
stories
of hiccups.
To tell.
We were laughing the whole time.
Yeah,
well,
it
now
great.
It's a story, right?
Yeah.
So you get to tell it, we get to laugh about it.
And we didn't like the chair, so now we got a nicer chair.
That was like perfect. It was like, hey, you don't need this chair.
It's a
Let's
sign.
Move on.
The universe didn't want me to have it anymore.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So that was, it was a blast. And that was, night one of our little trip. And then the next night, we were like, all right, let's change up the scenery completely. And we went to the mountains. Which was, it was a couple hours away.
San Jacinto.
Yeah, San Jacinto.
How did the van do, like, driving? Like, has the engine been pretty reliable?
Shockingly reliable.
That's great.
Yeah. It had 73,000 miles on when we bought it, which is not a lot for those Toyota motorhomes. Anyone who knows those engines.
The 22RE.
Yeah, they'll last forever as long as you do basic maintenance. Mm-hmm. So, surprisingly, I was not concerned at all about
that. That's beautiful.
Even to this day, like we feel good about it. We've done like little tune-ups and replaced hoses as people do. But
and we weren't flying up the mountain by any means. We were trickling up slowly, chugging along.
Let's be realistic. I think it's not gonna fly up any mountains anytime soon, though.
Never.
But I mean, like you guys are talking about though, like the reliability of that engine and stuff, and like taking your time up the mountains is like actually really super important to have longevity of the rig, right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And like, you know, something with 73,000 miles, you think about it, it's still a baby.
Yeah.
You know, so as long
especially
as
a diesel.
Yeah. Well, is it gasoline?
It's gasoline.
Oh,
gasoline.
Sorry,
it's gasoline.
But,
my bad.
But even so, like, it's still a baby, especially for those engines. Like, I remember my dad having a very similar pickup truck, just as the truck.
Yeah.
And I think I remember it having like 250,000 miles on it.
Mm-hmm. Just getting started.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you know, so you are at least building a rig that's going to hopefully give you longevity, you know, that you can have it for when you have kids and when, you know, your kids have kids.
Mm-hmm.
If it's still around then,
my dad has
do a follow-up on this.
Yeah. My dad has the same pickup, old school pickup truck with the same engine.
Yeah.
And I believe it's a 90 or 91, so obviously it's
a little bit
a little bit of chunk of time between. But it has over 300,000 miles, I believe, and it's, besides, like, dings from my brother crashing it a few times, like, it chugs along just fine, and they still use it very regularly.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's awesome.
So, let me ask you this. Obviously, I feel like you told me you guys were searching for, like, a year before you found the one that you actually pulled the trigger on. And so you've done, like, tons of research on these older, probably mostly Toyota camper vans, the different models, the different makes.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you could give some advice for people, like, if they're looking for something of that vintage or, like, whatever, with some resources or some, like, things to look out for, things you don't want, things you do want. Like, we were just going through Facebook Marketplace last night looking at stuff, and you were like, ooh, well, that one has this engine, so don't get that one. And this one has a different axle, so you don't want... So, like, you guys have some knowledge.
True, yeah.
Yeah, one important thing that... Well, let's start with... We joined a Toyota group on Facebook, and it's this really cool community of everyone who owns the motorhomes. And you post a question, and you got, like, 10 people giving you all their answers, experiences. So before we bought it, we were kind of researching, right? And one of the things people said is, you want to buy something that's an 86 or newer. And that's because the rear axle on these Toyota motorhomes was like a semi-floating axle, which are actually not, I guess they're not designed to really hold the same weight. They're not as safe as what they call the full floating axle. And they're dualies, by the way. So that was just like one big one. Anytime someone says, hey, I'm going to look at a motorhome, everyone's like, check your axles.
Mm-hmm.
So you want the dually and you want it to be newer than 86.
Yeah, that's when they
started. Or 86 and newer.
Yeah. That's exactly.
And if it is older, some people did add the dually.
Oh, they converted it.
They converted
it.
And so, but they would need to specify that they did.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
And then there's a couple engines that vary between the Toyotas, and it's the 22RE is the long-term reliable one.
Yeah. So I think similarly, either 85 or 86, there was the 22RE, but it was the carbureted version. And then 86 and newer was the fuel injected. And that's maybe more personal preference. We like ours is the fuel injected one. So
you basically got like the newer engine. Of the RE.
At that time. Yeah, because
like basically carburetors were before that, before they started doing fuel injection. And some people absolutely love the, you know, no fuel injection.
Yeah, carburetor style.
They're really easy to actually even like get started. If you are having an issue, you could just like spray a little ether and
Yeah, exactly.
They normally start right up, but
yeah,
like on cold days, it might be like, you might be like, ooh, I'm interested in the carburetor one.
Right,
and then hopefully she gets going. But I mean, yeah, it's, that's a preference really.
Yeah, exactly. Well said. Another really important thing is these are all really old and they've been around, you know, and people don't always take care of their stuff. So the thing we're suffering from, and I've noticed a lot of other people who buy motorhomes is suffering from, is the water damage from the lack of maintenance and care on these things. So you, if you're going to go buy one, and this is not just Toyota, this is across the board.
Any vintage motorhome.
Yeah, you actually, you want to go inspect all the walls and the ceilings, and they tell you to kind of like poke around, and you'll feel soft spots when you...
If it crunches when you poke it.
Yeah, that's probably dried up water damage. That's right. And it's not like buying one with water damage is the end of the world, because you can do what we're doing and actually work on it. But it's when the person is telling you, no, everything's great, there's no water damage. Like, you want to be able to find it, just maybe you can negotiate a better price, or you won't be surprised down the road when you go to, you know.
Like, even like the 9,000 to 5,000, you know, that's...
She knew.
Yeah. She definitely did.
Yeah.
She's like, on my last camping trip, I woke up soaked in the middle of the night.
My legs were wet. She absolutely had to have. And it's kind of shame on her for not telling us that.
Did you ask?
And she said there was a little bit of water damage in the bedding area, but she wasn't sure. And she was like, but there isn't any water damage anywhere else.
Yeah.
And she's like, and it doesn't leak anywhere else.
Meanwhile, the whole thing has water.
As we go back, we're like, lie.
But so for you guys, when you were looking at it, obviously you're looking up for water damage, but you didn't necessarily spot it, or you were like, oh, it doesn't look that bad, or like, what was your thought at the time?
We were probably on cloud nine and not even... We were just like, yeah, sounds great. Yeah.
It's the right axles, and it's the right engine, and it's the right layout.
Right.
And sometimes we trust people too much, and I think her just reassuring that it was just going to be a little bit in the bedding area, maybe, she was such a nice lady that we're like, okay, cool. And we're like, obviously the back, like, she was very straightforward about what she thought needed to be done. To disclose that she wasn't the long-term owner, she'd only had it for like a few months and saw that it was going to need some TLC, and she didn't want to do it because she was trying to go to Baja like immediately. So she's like, I'm just going to buy a new rig. And so
she was like, red flag right there.
You're like, oh wait, but we want to travel immediately too.
But she was pointing out, she's like, it's just the trim here and the trim here that's going to be up to replace. And we saw it, we're like, okay, yeah, totally. And for how much she was disclosing it, it all sounded right, and even now we're not mad about it.
Like, we're not. And
if you want to pay like another $75K, you could just jump in our van right now. We'll sell it to you.
Let's just trade.
Yeah, that's a great trade.
Wow, great plan. I mean, I don't know. She's not necessarily.
You said
like,
they were sexy.
They are sexy. Yeah. There's something about them that just gets my motor going.
Is that big booty on the back?
I don't know, man. I feel like it's like it's such a funny little small sleek like. Engine bay, like the hood of the car looks so teeny tiny, and then it's got this beast of a thing on the back of it.
And it just looks like it's being hugged.
And then also, like, so when we stepped into it today, both of us were like, holy, this is huge in here.
There's a ton of room in those
things. Of room, and it's just as long as the ProMaster. We were like, this is the best of both worlds, because you could have like all like even more room, really. It felt like, I don't know, maybe it's just the layout or something like that. Have the bathroom, have all this stuff, and have, like, a cool classic camper vibe.
Yeah, and I would even say, like, you know, the fact of, like, climbing up hills slowly doesn't really affect me now like it would have, you know, when I was first getting into van life. Like, you know, now I'm, like, moving slow, and, like, I'm cool with moving slow, so if we were driving up a hill and it's just, yeah. chug-a-lugging up there, as long as it's making it, why do I care?
Yeah, you know what? On that note, Emily and I noticed that when we were driving down the road and being passed by all the semis and cars, that there was actually a little bit of, like, relief and, like, it wasn't stressful. Because he's like, I don't have to worry about trying to go around people or do all these maneuvers. Yeah. You just cruise and everyone else just goes around and does their thing around you. And there's some sort of peace with that where I was like, I'm not stressed at all.
Yeah, that's beautiful.
Like, this is nice. So
I think there's, like, something about, like, everybody around you is, like, chaotic.
Mm-hmm.
And you're kind of just, like, chill.
Yeah.
Chilling in the slow lane.
Yeah. Like, I'm going to make it. I'm going at my pace. And then, like, on top of that, you really get to, like, look around and see the beauty, too.
Yeah, enjoy the view.
It's, like, the embodiment of, like, why most people get on the road,
you should be
right?
travel. Yeah, you should be able to look out the window.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other thing I was going to say about water damage, even when we were looking at the listings last night on Facebook, Frank was, like, zooming into the pictures and, like, checking the edges and stuff and, like, could see even, like, rippling on, like, the outside of the vehicle.
Immediate water damage.
Yeah. And was like, oh, well, that's a project.
Yeah. I feel like no matter what you get into when it's that old, unless it's garage kept for most of its life, just because wood swells from, like, moisture. Just, like, and I'm not talking about rain moisture. I'm talking about humidity moisture.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So you're going to have the swelling that happens. And since it is, like, such a thin layer between the wood. Well, by what I mean by thin layer is that it's literally wood glued to fiberglass.
Yep.
So, like, there's no layer in between. So you have any bit of swelling, and then you just have beep, beep, pop. Like, it just pops the edges up, and then moisture easily gets in there.
Yeah.
And then you have water damage everywhere.
Well, there's no, like, insulation layer, which would be, like, the moisture wicking part of it.
Yeah.
So instead of the moisture wicking, it's literally just going right into the wood.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's interesting, like, it's kind of crazy that, like, RVs were made like this.
Yes.
You know?
It had to be affordable.
We scratch our heads so many times where we're like, how is this even, like, legal to sell to someone? This can't be safe.
Hey, it was the 80s. Anything goes, you know?
That's right.
I feel like safety standards were a lot lower.
Of course.
And probably the camper market was fairly new. Like, I don't know when the first, like, RV hit the market.
Definitely the 70s, I would say, you had a big, or even maybe even the 60s, you probably had,
like with
a
the
big
VW
room.
Campers and things like that. But then, like,
I would even go as far back as, like, the 50s. They had, like, the cars that would have, like, a camper behind it that looks exactly like
the those
car.
Airstreams.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, and, like, you'll have to look back into it, but but yeah, I think that's a really good point. But this is, like, the time where it kind of seemed to become more popular, or maybe even more affordable.
Could be
for people.
Yeah. Yes, and I believe because there was the boom of, like, even Toyota and I know Ford, and I think everybody hopped on the train of building out one of their models and leaving that back end open, so and then selling that to all these people who wanted to build out the camper portion and then sell them as quickly as they could.
Yeah. Ooh, so let's talk about that for a second, because the one that you have, like, so a lot of people know the Toyota Dolphin.
Yes.
Which I think is, like, we had looked at those when we were originally van shopping, and I think we actually went to see one in New York, but the guy had it listed for, like, a really high price because he was like, oh, these are vintage and everybody loves the Dolphin. And, like, you know, I'm going to charge you double because it's a Dolphin. And we were like, no, thank you, sir.
Like, we don't care if everybody else loves them. We want a price for us.
Right.
Yeah.
But so you have, yours kind of looks like a Dolphin, but it's not.
No. Yeah. So this is an Odyssey. And it'll be funny because once you're, like, looking for Toyota motorhomes, There's so many. I wish I knew how many there were. But we have an Odyssey. The Dolphin is definitely the most popular, probably followed by, I think, Winnebago makes one.
I think Sunraider might be up there, too, with the Dolphin.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and there's quite a few that I can't remember the names of, too. There's the Chinook that was popular. That one's a bit older, though.
Cool.
And then, if you're lucky, and maybe it was with the Dolphins, but there's a select few, whoever coach manufactured it, has aluminum framing instead of wood.
That's right.
Oh. So that's, like, a real rare bird.
Well, super rare and, like, long-lasting, because aluminum is supposed to last
very
long, and you shouldn't have the swelling that you would have, from the wood.
And rot.
Yeah, it's really interesting. Oh, I just looked up the like the RV boom.
Yeah.
And so actually in the late 1950s, this is when like RVs started becoming a thing. And it was just like a very expensive luxury item. Mm. So only the rich could have them. And then in the 1960s, it started to become like, that was like the second boom where it really started to get popular.
Oh, that's good to know.
And so, yeah, I think just between, you know, the interstate highway systems, like, got better. So it afforded people to be able to, like, get an RV and drive all across the country.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah. Like, now people are like, hey, it's time to explore the Americas, you know?
What year did Route 66 finish?
Ooh, yeah,
that's a really
I'm wondering.
Good question.
Because, like, I feel
probably
like America was so jazzed about their highways, you know? And then that's, like, the way to travel, like, the new age, like, this is the revolution!
Yeah,
and now we're like, please, can the highways go away? So
that road opened in 1926.
Oh, no kidding.
So it opened a really, really long time ago.
I wonder when it was complete, though.
Yes. Yeah,
like,
so,
the whole track of it.
Yeah, so I think that there was probably many stages. So during that time, I think it was a cobble road.
Oh,
and then
that
so
would be fun.
It's changed throughout the years.
Wow.
So it looks like that in 1945, let's see, maybe they extended it. Yeah, I think they extended it 2,400
wow.
miles from Chicago to Los Angeles.
Dang.
Yeah. And it wasn't completely paved until 12 years after, which would be, you know, the 1932 time, something like that, 1940
mm-hmm.
something
you imagine
time.
Your suspension going on that cobble road?
Well,
imagine
what the suspensions were in vehicles back then.
Wow.
Yeah.
Was there any?
Right?
Yeah.
Non-existent.
Just riding on the rims,
the wagon wheels.
Yeah, it's kind of wild to think about all this. This isn't stuff that we normally, like,
think
dig
about.
Deep into. Because
yeah.
we just have the luxury of having it right here in front of us.
Exactly right.
Totally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, and even I feel like most people we talk to go with the newer RVs or the ProMasters or the Sprinters or whatever, and they build them out or, like, we were with the Bryles the other week, and they have this giant Class A camper,
yeah.
like,
mm-hmm.
you know, so it's more rare to see, you know, a classic camper. Like, our friend's Doom, I don't know what year their vehicle is.
There's
Doom Adventures?
Mid-80s, right?
Mid-80s, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's, like, mid to late 80s.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The Tiger.
The Tiger, yeah.
Yeah.
Tiger. Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do it. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 531.24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Yeah.
That thing's pretty sweet too.
Yeah, but so it's just interesting. I feel like they're... I don't know, getting, like, a second wave of people wanting to, like, fix them up and find them. And, you know, how many people are in this Facebook group that you're in?
Oh,
thousands
yeah, actually,
thousands
yeah,
thousands
it's, like, 12,000.
Wow.
So, it's pretty cool, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, that goes right along with who we are and our personalities and everything is we, for whatever reason, we have a hard time buying stuff new. We love the idea of restoring something, you know, taking something character and just bring it life and there's something about it like this couch.
See, everything
us.
We have in this room is secondhand.
Right.
Yeah, yeah. We took like literally a month ago or so. We had a new IKEA nice modern couch and we're just like
no.
Nope.
Yeah,
so we
right.
sold it and we got this 70s like or 60s pull out floral retro
sweet.
Whatever.
It's super sweet and honestly yeah, like the Odyssey like. I feel like it just embodies your personalities too a bit.
Yeah.
And like is exactly what I could see you guys in.
Yeah.
You know,
I
like
that. Yeah.
Yeah. And that's
it's good to hear that.
Yeah, it's awesome.
That's how we feel.
I mean, I don't know what that vehicle would be for us. You
I
know,
don't
like know. But right now we have this like brand new ProMaster.
Yeah.
And like I feel like it's fitting, it also is kinda like I don't know, it doesn't have the same type of character that something really old would
mm-hmm.
have. You
I
know?
Feel like we tried to give it some character
we
with
did,
the paint job
yep.
and
mm-hmm.
doing
yep.
a more unique build that's not just like the standard like white that
it
everybody does.
Yeah.
Way more personality than a lot of them on the road, personally, I think. But mm-hmm. I'm biased.
Oh, no, that was, I love how unique and like personable. Yeah, it's just you. Mm-hmm. I'm so over the same layout and the same look. The white everywhere. It's just like, come on, guys. Mm-hmm. Where are you? Mm-hmm.
I actually told Alex when I build, like, I didn't want white everywhere. Like, I needed something different than just all white.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And I think you felt the same way, too.
Yeah, and I did want something, like, kind of neutral, but I also, like, thinking about it, like, why would you want white cabinets and white... Like, you're gonna... Van life is dirty.
If you're gonna be off-grid.
Yeah, and, like, you haven't showered in a couple of days, and your feet are getting kind of black on the bottom,
yeah.
And, like, you know, it's kind of gross, but, like... You put your feet up on, you know, like Frank sometimes will like touch it with his, I'm like, get your feet off of that thing. But if that thing was like white, it would be so disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
So like, I don't know. I just think it's weird that you would have all of your cabinets white. That doesn't make any sense to me at all.
It's like an illusion of more space, right?
It's very ambitious.
Right.
Yeah.
Airy,
mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, it's like, you know, if you were to put up mirrors everywhere.
Yeah.
You know, you make it look bigger.
I'm
totally.
Mirrored out fan.
Oh my god.
That'd be so weird.
You're looking.
I don't remember the last time I looked in the mirror in the van. We do have a mirror in the van, but it's like very rare that I look in a mirror.
And that's why your hair looks like the way that it does.
That is true. But I kind of like that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like I like the idea of like not necessarily caring all the time about my appearance.
Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like if I did that, it would take away from like just the natural person.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I styled
yeah.
my hair based on how it feels.
Right.
Yeah,
love that.
Push it, you know, wherever it goes. Mine kind of sticks up in the middle right now.
Yeah.
But
it's very poofy. It's making me think I was like apartment hunting in New York and I walked into a bathroom that was completely mirrored. Like the whole walls, the whole shower, the whole everything. The ceiling, everything
what?
Was a mirror in this bathroom.
So wait, can somebody look up and see you peeing in the stall?
Yeah, it was like, it was in your home, you know, so it would just be you in the bathroom or maybe
weird.
Like,
is that,
it was so weird.
That's somebody who's
like,
very full of themselves.
Or so it's like you could check on yourself from any angle. You could see every angle of your body.
Right? Yeah.
You're
like,
an OBGYN.
It was so strange. I was like, I don't want to live here. Thank you.
Wow.
Goodbye. Yeah, but I guess to each their own, you know?
Were you thinking about buying that house or something?
No, it was like I was like looking for somewhere to live, you know, and I was just...
Like, yep, put in a down payment right now. Right now.
I'll take it.
If I would have met
so
you
me.
And you would have moved into that one, I don't know if we would still be together.
Oh, stop.
No, I'm just kidding.
Stop.
I was just messing with you.
So, what are you guys really excited about? Because I feel like... Van life has now, you know, you're originally thinking, oh, we're just going to start doing camping trips right away, but now it's this big reno project. Like, what's, like, keeping you excited and keeping you motivated?
Taking little breaks. I mean, as much as there's times where we want to keep working or spending our entire weekend, but sometimes you got to make time for friends. You got to make time for, like, going out on a date or going out to eat or something just to keep your mental health leveled.
Yeah.
So I think... Sometimes we want to go so hard that I think we could possibly experience burnout, which we haven't because we're playing that safe game. But I think that's...
Yeah. Yeah, what keeps me going and motivated and what excites me is just knowing that it will be done one day and that one day we'll be in it. And we've already talked about buying, you know, property and diving down that, like, let's build a cabin or let's build a house or something. And now we have our... motorhome.
Off-grid motorhome.
That's we could just live in and, you know, work on another project. So, I don't know. Stuff like that I get really excited about. And then you kind of, like, have to calm down because you're like, wow, this is, like, down the road and you can't really do much right now, but you get so amped up.
Yeah.
So,
I get it. We've definitely put a lot of projects in front of us and you get amped up about it and then when you're in it sometimes you're like, what was I thinking?
Yeah.
Oops. But then you're like, wait, look at the big picture. It's going to be cool once you're done.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, you
know? I feel like especially a big project like this, it probably feels overwhelming because it's like, there's so many things to do, right? It's like, yeah, we got to do all the walls, but then we got to rebuild the whole bathroom, and then we got to redo the cabinets, and then
all
we got to...
the electrical.
Yeah, and put all the gas stuff back together. And you know, like, so it's like, you kind of have to take it, like, one bite at a time, or you would just... your brain would explode and...
That's spot on.
Yeah.
And going slow is nice because we're, like, we have so many Toyota or, like, motorhome or engine books where I'm, like, constantly reading and trying to just teach myself how it works. And so when we get to these points, I might have a little bit of insight going into it so we're not, like, totally blindly
Yeah.
Doing this.
And we love, we learn by watching everything online too. That surprisingly, if even if you can't find your exact year and model and what situation, you can find something so close where it's, if you
called the University of YouTube.
That's right. Yeah. If you get stuck, we'll go find a video and the, you're going to figure out how to work around it. So
yeah, we get that too. We use YouTube to do a lot of the different things that we've done in the past, you know, I would say 5 to 10 years, you know, you just, you can learn anything through it. We're even some people that create, you know, tips videos.
Well, and you guys too now with the Sun Raider or Sun Raider. I can't, like burning out here. But yeah, so like you're making these videos about like how to redo, you know, how the oven works in it and how the fridge and how the this and how we're pulling that out and blah, blah, blah. So
yeah,
you're like adding to that wealth of knowledge for people who want to convert these things.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
And a newer group of it, you know, like a lot of the videos that you'll probably find might be older.
Absolutely.
Yeah, that's true. There's like from 10, 12 years ago videos and then.
And like, even though that video might feel out of date, it's still up to date because the thing is from 1987.
It's all still relevant.
Yeah.
That's so cool. I mean, that just speaks on like volumes on, you know, the ability of these types of rigs that you could like fix and, you know, clean the stuff that's in there and then reuse it.
Yeah. And so the goal is, theoretically, by the time we're done and it's good, if anything ever happens to it, we know where every wire, every screw, every little piece of, you know,
nook and cranny.
Yeah, we should know how to fix it or how to address the problem. Because we're literally doing it ourselves.
So. Yeah, it's amazing. That's a great skill to have.
Yeah.
And speaking of the oven, Emily, are you going to be able to bake the amazing sourdoughs that you bake in the house in that van?
Fingers crossed, that is definitely the plan.
Okay, cool. Because I'm looking forward to an oven-baked Odyssey sourdough.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And possibly traveling around and seeing how that affects the flavor.
Like the different climates and
the different waters.
Because it's eating, right?
The bacteria.
All these different places.
Yeah.
So I get some New York water.
Yeah. What happens if you get water from like 4 different states and then you could like make a sourdough that's like a, you know, like a 4 different state sourdough?
That would be sick. I wonder if anybody's done that stuff.
Yeah, I mean, that's like science at its finest.
That would be a hilarious YouTube series where it's like, okay, how does this state's water rack up?
Make a sourdough loaf in each state and do a taste test.
That's cool.
And that'd you can really do some water.
Some of the states
you're
just
test it. Yeah, figure out what's in it, separates it from the other
ones. Look at it under a microscope.
pH levels and stuff.
Actually, you would be able to test it.
Yeah. How cool.
That would be interesting. I'm just thinking of like, you know, shedding light on some environmental stuff. Like, obviously, there's some places in the country that have terrible water. You know, and, like, going to those places that, like, actually need some help and exposure and, like, people talking about it where, like, they have to drink bottled water because the tap water is, like, contaminated.
Yeah.
And, like, making a sourdough from, like, some gross-ass contaminated water.
Ooh.
And being like, you know, and then you make a video about it.
What if it's the best sourdough ever?
Right, you're like, it's tangy. I like it.
Sourdough on
crack. It's like a warhead.
But yeah, just, like, bringing light to, like, different, you know.
That's interesting. I like
environmental
that.
Issues.
Mm-hmm.
I took it dark.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
water access is important.
Yeah.
It's a human right.
And somebody had to take it dark, you know?
Not just the lighting in the room.
I think Alex is just, you know, the way you're thinking right now. So if you had any advice for anybody that was, like, trying to do this style, you know, get something old and, like, figure it out, you know, what's some type of advice you could give them?
I would not do what we did, which would be don't rush into it.
Into the buying?
Yeah, we were just so excited. And like I said, we don't regret it, but we probably could have found something that needed less work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So
how many rigs had you seen before you pulled the trigger?
Do you really want to know?
Yes.
Yeah.
That was the first one.
Oh, yeah, so you did rush into it.
We were only looking online.
Yeah.
So you'd only seen the online
person. That's right.
Yeah, that was the first in person.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah. Gotcha. So, but you did do a lot of research and stuff.
Yeah, listings,
you know,
postings.
We had been looking
research,
for a couple
years,
yeah.
But realistically, how easy would it have been to find another Odyssey RE, like 22 RE.
With the back window.
I've never seen another Odyssey for sale.
Yeah, you're right. We hadn't seen an Odyssey for sale. So maybe it was meant to be.
You kind of had to pull the
trigger. Yeah, yeah.
But I think it's great advice. Like,
yeah.
Go see a couple if you can.
Yeah, yeah. Just take your time. And there's a lot of resources, not just for Toyota, but old vintage camper motorhome groups. People are so cool. They're so welcoming. If you say, hey, I'm on the hunt, I'm searching, like, give me years to look for. Give me some tips. I don't know why, but people are just so like,
You'll get novels sent to you.
And you just print it off, say thank you, and like now you have like your guidelines.
Right.
Yeah, they're just super passionate about these rings.
Yeah. Yeah, so really.
Cool. I'd say I'd recommend just knowing or wanting to do the elbow grease or put in that elbow grease because it is going to be a lot of work. Mm-hmm. Unless you got that cash flow and you can pay someone to help you. We're willing to do the work and we're still excited to do it, but it's not, I know how much work we're doing isn't normal for everyone. Like most people that we know tell us we're crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's true.
Well, that's why the lady sold it. She was like, I don't want to deal with this.
Yeah. It's definitely a lot. It takes a special couple or a special person to be able to like jump into something like this and take it head on.
Yeah.
Because it's a big project. It's scary sometimes, too.
Yeah, you gotta be a little bit crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. You know, like, and I just remember it from our first rig, like, you know, pushing a wrench when we were on the road, you know, not all the time, but enough to make me go, do I want to keep pushing a wrench? You know? Like, I could sell this, get something new, and be on the road and not have to push a wrench.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it really just takes, like you said, it takes the right person. And I probably could have pushed a wrench for a long time, but I think the biggest problem would have been like doing the whole Central America travel for us.
Mm-hmm.
And finding parts for our rig is actually harder than finding parts for a Toyota rig.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because it was a Mercedes.
Yeah, because that was a Mercedes.
Yeah. Yes.
And then like, compared to them, though, like, Toyota was everywhere in Central America. It's, like, probably one of the most popular cars in Central America.
You see these years of pickups everywhere on the road. I see them all day long, so you know parts are still out there.
Mm.
Well, and it's more mechanical, too, so people can kind of, like, jerry-rig things, too. If it's, like, you know, they can't find the exact right thing, they could make something
work, that's a good point. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's a big difference between new rigs and old rigs. Like, we need a specific chip to run ours.
Yeah, like, oh, that one pipe didn't have the computer sensor in it, so that's not going to, you know, like, oh,
now
it
won't start because of the sensor.
Yeah.
And then you got to wait for
We couldn't
for
even
sensor.
Get a freaking valet key. Like, we wanted to get it. We only have one key for our vehicle. And we're like, that's probably not a safe choice.
Mm-hmm.
So we're like, okay, we need to get a backup key. So we go to get a backup key at the dealership. And wanted, like, $600.
Yeah.
And we were like, well, okay, let's just get a valet key. And then so we get the valet key, which I think was like less than $200.
Mm-hmm.
And then it won't start the vehicle.
Because it doesn't have the microchip or the little...
I think it would start the vehicle, but it would leave all of our lights on. So
like all the warning
all
lights,
the
all
emblems,
the danger lights,
what?
All
everything
the,
stays on, yeah.
Yeah. So I guess like your because you would think your valet driver needs to be able to drive your vehicle, but I guess they're probably only driving your vehicle for like max like a block or two.
Yeah.
Oh.
So you know maybe
it's like
that's
a security mechanism
I
in
guess
case
so.
They jack your car.
Yeah.
Maybe.
But then like you could probably take your car key and go to like car key cutter on the corner.
.com.
Corner car key cutter. Yeah, that's my next business venture. TM, don't steal that. Yeah. And just like get a key cut and it would just work. Cause it's, you know, it's the key and it fits and it goes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like it's just it's so much easier.
Yeah, they made things
about it like
really
that.
Complicated nowadays, so yeah. Yeah, I think that you guys have bought, like I said, the perfect vehicle for yourselves. It's okay that you're taking on a project. Keep pushing at it.
Yeah.
You're going to find the people in your path that are going to help you out or that know people that will help you out or whatever it is, you know, and it will be ready and done right when you're ready to be on the road.
That's right.
You know?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
Yeah, you might feel like you're ready today, but like realistically, you might not really be ready for another year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Six months.
Yep.
Three months.
The universe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. And you can start taking little trips before it's all the way done, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Once
you know?
It's sealed.
Once
right.
you have
yeah.
a roof,
yeah.
you'll have a lot more options.
And then you can really get that, like, that flow down on exactly what it is that you feel is right for you guys.
Yeah.
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 Mm-hmm.
I can't wait.
Well, we're super excited for you guys.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Appreciate that.
And a huge thank you for coming on the podcast today.
Thank you for
yeah. yeah, thank you for having
super
us.
Super fun.
Yeah, thank
it's
you for having
first
us.
Podcast.
Oh, that's
yeah.
awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you for having us in your home, too.
Yeah.
They welcomed us with open arms. So you guys should definitely go check them out as well. They're Joe and Emily on YouTube and also now on Instagram as well, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe you guys could be some of the first people that come on over and follow them.
There you
come
go.
On.
Yeah.
And if you're watching the Sunday lineup with Frankie and I's videos, then you'll see Joe and Emily on there too.
Yeah. Come
we're
hang
excited.
Out.
Yeah, their videos are super funny. So they're just like awesome people, and who they are in the videos is who they are in life.
Oh, you guys
yeah.
are so kind.
No, it's the truth, though.
Dang.
It's the truth.
I'm blushing.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for being with us today.
Thank you.
We hope you guys have an FNA day.
Make sure you subscribe to their YouTube channel, FNA Van Life. Over all that.